Good morning.
Good morning
and Merry Christmas. Welcome to what I hope will be a simple but beautiful and lovely service of music and some silent reflection and a few readings for this Christmas morning. I hope we can see this service as an opportunity to pause amidst the busyness of this season to remember its meaning. What does Christmas mean for you this year? I'm delighted that you've decided to spend some of this holy day with us this morning. And in particular, I want to just note that what I've chosen this morning is a bunch of Christmas carols that may not be ones that we're quite as familiar with or sing all the time. And they're all ones that we did not sing last night, for those of you who were at either of the services last night. And I want to invite us this morning to really sing these carols and to sit with the lyrics a little bit more. Because as I looked at some of the lyrics of some of these Christmas carols, I realized they're not just joyous hymns about the wonderful things about the season. They're not all the holly and the ivy, right? Some of these Christmas carols are really almost a little bit political. They're almost a little bit about the story of a people struggling through a challenging time. So we're going to sing some of those carols this morning. So after each carol, I'm going to offer you a few words of reflection, then invite you into some silence, after which I will ring the chime to call us back into this space. The poet said, we'd all just sang together, that there is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth to all goodwill. I invite you to take a few moments of silence now to hold in your heart your worries or fears about the state of our world this Christmas morn, to think about what your part might be and helping to bring a little bit more peace, at least to your corner of this globe. Lovely when you actually notice what you're singing, isn't it? So may we, this carol says again and again, so may we, when life turns hard, find in love our stay and guard. So may we, this happy morn, honor every child that's born. So may we our gifts bestow. Whether we, and I would add, whether our gifts be high or low, so may we, with heart that sings, share the truth this season brings. Let us take another moment of silence to allow this song to seep into our beings a little bit further, to remember the gifts of this season, to remember that we, what we may bring. I share with you now a poem by Ann Porter, entitled simply, Noel. When snow is shaken from the balsam trees, and they're cut down and brought into our houses, when clustered sparks of many colored fire appear at night in ordinary windows, we hear and sing carols, the customary carols. They bring us ragged miracles and hay and candles and flowering weeds of poetry that are loved all the more because they are so common. But there are carols that carry phrases of the haunting music of the other world, a music wild and dangerous, as a prophet's message, or the fresh truth of children, who, though they come to us from our own bodies, are altogether new with their small limbs and bird-like voices. They look at us with their clear eyes and ask the piercing questions that God alone can answer. I invite you now into the silence that we will share. There is someone that you have brought in on your open heart this Christmas morning, someone that you are worried about, or a place in our world where you feel your heart is open. I invite you to name aloud those people and those places so that we might this Christmas morning hold as much as we can in this circle of care and love. And I would begin our list with the people of Berlin this morning. Please join me for a moment of prayer. Spirit of life and love, known to all by many names throughout human history. As we gather this Christmas morning, we are aware of people celebrating this day, honoring this day all across this globe. We are aware, as we gather, that our world is still full of so much strife, that thousands of years ago a Prince of Peace arrived, and yet peace has not yet arrived to our world. And so our prayers this morning are for things that cannot be unwrapped, for things that cannot be found in boxes. Our prayers are for a peaceful planet, for all people of all ages, of all nationalities, of all ethnicities and races, everywhere on this planet. We pray most especially this morning for those places most torn apart by war, the people of Syria, people in Afghanistan and Iraq, all of those places that have known so little peace these last several years. We pray that all children and women and men in all of these places might find that Christmas morning has dawned to find at least a little bit more peace in their world. And while we know that the magic and the beauty of this season is not like a magic wand that just makes everything better, we do know that days like this can remind us all to open our hearts and to rededicate ourselves to doing what we can, each in our own families, our own communities, our own neighborhoods, to spread a bit more peace and a bit more love. May we be those instruments of love and hope and peace, not just in this season, but in every season. Blessed be, and amen. I love that image that the angels have never stopped singing. Thousands of years the angels have with their peaceful wings unfurled, hovered close to us, sung to us, sung in our ears, and yet we who fight the wars hear not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise of battle strife and hear the angels sing. I invite you to take a moment of silence now to imagine what the angels might be singing to you this Christmas season, what you might hear if you were to give yourself more time to hush and listen for that song. As we prepare to close our service, I remind you that when you move through some of the sentimental songs of the season, the Winter Wonderlands, the Sleigh Ride, all of the ones that I'll Be Home for Christmas, which are lovely songs, you come to songs like the ones we've sung this morning, and you realize how much the message of Christmas has to do with peace. How much the message of Christmas has to do with us listening a little more closely to one another, to the angels of our better natures, if you will. And so I hope that our time together this morning, this Christmas morning, has served as a reminder to open your heart to the message of the season that sometimes, as that last carol said, gets lost in the babble sounds of the commercialism of the season and of the seasonal things that are not about the message of peace on earth, goodwill to all. We could use as much goodwill as we could muster, could we not? And I think about that a lot these days. We move about a world that's so full of suspicion, so full of fear and anxiety and worry. If we can find it in ourselves to extend as much goodwill as we can muster, as often as we can muster it, we will have done our part. So peace on the earth, goodwill to all. May you hear the angel song. I love that image. It's like they're always there. They're always singing. We're just too noisy, too self-centered to hear them. That's my New Year's resolution for 2017. More listening for angels. May you hear the angels sing in your heart and in the faces around you. And may our world become a more peaceful place. Merry Christmas. So now, in the peace of Christmas, thank you for being here. It's so lovely to spend a little Christmas with everybody. And I wish you a wonderful time with family and friends over the rest of this holiday season as you get ready to welcome in a new year and say goodbye to this one. But for many, it has been a hard year, so let us proceed out into this Christmas day, taking our sense of gladness and peace with us. Peace be with you.